The amazing book Souls Visit Me by Maria Sima, one of the earliest books written about Maria Sima. In fact, the earliest book written about her by her very pastor, reveals to us the secret behind Maria Sima's gift of seeing the souls in purgatory, and it gives us much to consider. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. If you would like to learn more about my upcoming pilgrimage to Fatima in the Jubilee year of 2025, March 8th to the 16th, and learn how you can join me, please email me here right below. Let's get right into it. Now, sometimes it's the case that a gift of seeing the souls in purgatory is something that is passed down through the family. I learned this in my visit to the Shrine of Knock in Ireland. Sometimes it's the result of a person's holiness, of their growth closer to God, and God imparts this gift because this person has simply attained a level of holiness where this is something that he wants to give them. Other times it's because of a person's own personal devotion to the souls in purgatory, and it sort of develops to this level where God, in a sense, rewards them of seeing the souls to both console the person and help them help the souls even more. With Maria Sima, it's really interesting, some of the details for us to consider. And some other things for us to consider is God calling us to the same path that he called her? Now listen to this. From early youth, Maria was deeply religious and zealously attended the religious instruction given by Pastor Dr. Karl Fritz. After her graduation from grammar school, she came to Swabia and later to Hard, Nenzing, and Lauterbach. She had a great desire to enter the convent, but three times she had to leave on account of her frail constitution. She obtained her outfit for the convent partly by begging, partly by her work. For 3 years, she served as a maid in St. Joseph Home, Feldkirch. After leaving the convent in Gausau, Maria kept house for her father and took care of the cleaning of the church. Since the death of her father in 1947, she has been living alone in the parental home. In order to increase her meager income, she does some gardening on a small scale. Naturally, she's living in very poor circumstances and is therefore dependent on some help by good people. Maria's stay in a convent at three different times was religiously of great advantage to her and a preparation for her calling to an apostolate for the poor souls. Her religious life is characterized by a childlike love of Mary, the desire to help the suffering souls, and to support the missions in pagan lands. She vowed virginity in honor of Mary and made the act of total consecration to Jesus through Mary, according to St. Louis Grignon de Montfort, especially for the poor souls, and also offered herself to Jesus as a victim of love and reparation. Maria Sima finally seems to have found her God-given vocation to help the poor souls through prayer, atoning suffering, and an active apostolate. At the time of the Nazi regime, and ever since then, she has helped to prepare children for their first confession and communion. Also, on other occasions, she gives supplementary religious instructions, for which she has shown special talent and skill. Now, first of all, it gives us kind of a broader context of some of the inner workings of the life of Maria Sima, and it points out that aspect, the St. Louis de Montfort consecration to the Blessed Mother, adding on to that, offering herself as a victim soul for the souls in purgatory. This is a secret. This is the door that opened up to her this gift. Now, later on, and I will read portions of this, the souls in purgatory remind her of this, because just because she did this doesn't mean that it was easy for her. In fact, some of the following kind of gives us some idea on this. One day she uttered the desire that the poor souls come less frequently so that she would have the necessary sleep, otherwise she would no longer be able to do her work. The answer was, hadn't she by vow offered herself as a victim soul? Was that perhaps only for show and pious imagination? She would have to accept if the Blessed Mother held her to her word. Moreover, she should cook better and eat better, then she would be able to stand more. Human beings could endure more than they think possible. Besides, she shouldn't forget that the poor souls would help her to do her day's work. The poor souls repeatedly reprimanded her for such desires, telling her she should take everything upon herself the way God sent it. Now, sort of one of my propositions to you, kind of implying at the beginning of the video, was should we discern if we should offer ourselves to be victim souls for the souls in purgatory? Some of you out there are already suffering intensely, and you have had lives of suffering and most likely you will continue to have lives of suffering. I would invite you, if you have not, to consecrate yourself to the Blessed Mother through the method of St. Louis de Montfort, and to add in this element that Maria Sima teaches us, to be a victim soul, because you probably already are. So if you have not made this formally with God, to consider doing this, talk to a spiritual director or a local priest, discern with yourself if the Holy Spirit is calling you to this, but do not lose the suffering that you already have. Now, for those of us that heard the second part, that maybe you aren't someone who is suffering, to take on extra voluntary suffering, hear those words that were said, that we can often suffer a lot more than we give ourselves credit for, because we don't want to take the more difficult path. And she gives a secret there: sleep better and eat better, and you'll be able to suffer more. Very simple. Lead a healthy life. And even if you do this, it will be hard for you. Even Maria Sima complained. The saints sometimes complained. We will complain, but we grow. And the souls in purgatory, you hear it right there. They help you. They help you do all the things. So you can hear in her the same excuses that we would make. I'm not going to have time. I'm not going to be able to do my duties. Excuses, excuses, excuses. But the souls will help you tremendously. Now, this one last conversation that she had with the poor souls is really informative. It made them thoughtful. The oldest of these young men told me about what he had observed and how it had impressed him. Maria Sima herself learned from one of the poor souls that someone had observed her during two nights and that it had been for the good of the listeners. When she learned that the boys had neither seen nor heard the poor souls, she asked one of the latter for an explanation. Answer: those boys are still alive. Maria said, but I too am still alive, and yet I hear you. The answer was, you belong to us. We are in darkness. The way to you is bright. Maria said, but if I would not accept you? The soul said, through the mercy of God, we may force you because you belong to us. Maria said, what does that mean, you belong to us? The soul said, through your vow, you surrendered yourself in a special way to the Mother of Mercy. She handed you over to us. Therefore, the way to you is clear for many souls. You do well to accept us willingly out of charity and compassion. In this way, you can release us quicker, you will suffer less, will receive more graces, and earn more merits, and you will also learn more concerning the souls about whom you are inquiring. That to me is utterly profound and beautiful. For the souls in purgatory, imagine if the souls in purgatory could say about you, the way to you is clear and bright. Man, that's just something just to sit with and to contemplate and to hear. That's the reward. If you have not seen a previous video of mine, it's the pain that we suffer. What's the reward? That the souls in purgatory will all throughout purgatory, through the realm of purgation, speak about you in that way. The way to you is bright because you have entrusted yourself to Mary, the Mother of Mercy. Mercy being suffering for them so that they can have relief. That's what real mercy is, where we suffer so that others can suffer less. Is this something that you or I should do? We should pray about it. We should think about it. Think about this. Do you think that God wants more people on earth to be sources of mercy for the souls in purgatory? Do you not think that the souls in purgatory want more bright paths leading to us so that they can come to us and ask for our help? See how Maria Sima changed the world through two books. There's two books about her. Get Us Out of Here and this. Well, there's a few more. There's two or three, but that's it. It's not even whole libraries of works. And in the little work that she's done, she's completely changed the world. Unbelievable. If God is calling you, don't be afraid. The pain will be great and the challenge difficult, but the reward that you will receive both in this life and especially in the next will be, there are no words. There are no words to describe the reward that you will receive and the many millions of friends that you will gain in purgatory. I will see you in the next one.